This is Free Talk Live. You, of course, can take control of the airwaves. Maybe you're new to the show. Well, we do an open phones panel discussion where we talk about freedom. You just dial on in, and we'll talk to you about whatever is on your mind. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, and Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You can join up with us. The three of us moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Now, we're considered early movers. The idea behind the Free State Project is to reach 20,000 people who love the ideas of liberty so much they're willing to actually pick up their lives and move here to New Hampshire to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Now, getting active can mean all kinds of things. It can mean running for political office, supporting somebody's run for political office, writing letters to the editor.
Daryl's doing one right now.
That's right. It could mean, hopefully during the breaks, but yes. It could mean also doing civil disobedience. It could mean street theater. It could mean creating media, doing outreach, behind-the-scenes website stuff. There's all kinds of things to do that's considered activism. But the question is, are you willing to do something? And you see the value in doing that something in concert with others who are like you. And if you can see that value, then you really should go to freestateproject.org. Over 14,000 people were closing in on 15,000, actually. 14,800-some, 900-some people have signed up for the Free State Project thus far.
I think it's 947 or something.
We're closing in, yeah, on the 15,000 mark. When we get to 20,000 participants, that 20,000 will have a five-year window in which they can move to New Hampshire. They should move to New Hampshire and get active for liberty.
14,951.
All right, so 49 to go until we reach 15,000, and then we're at 75% of our goal, which means that the move will be starting soon. So again, we moved early. You can move early, too. I recommend it. If you can afford to get here and you've got some money saved up and you know you can make that transition sooner rather than later, get here because there's a lot of exciting activism happening now. But first things first, go to freestateproject.org. Learn more about what's going on there.
You can be within the first 15,000 signers.
You certainly could. So let's go to, and you'll certainly be within the first 2,000 movers if you move soon. There are about 1,400 people that are already here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, and those numbers just keep going up. It seems like every week there are new people moving in, moving parties happen, and that means people come to help you unload your truck. Like a dozen or more people could show up at your house to help you move in. It's amazing when you can unload a truck that took you 10 hours to load in 30 minutes.
It wouldn't be the reason that I would pick up and move for the Free State Project, but it does show the community.
Right. That's an indicator of how dedicated these people are to this idea. So, again, freestateproject.org. Let's go back to Mark. Mark is in Little Rock, and Mark, you had some question or a question about Obamacare. And I guess not Obamacare, but insurance in general, health care, et cetera. Can you restate your question for me?
Well, first I want to tell you how much I appreciate all that you guys do. I mean,
well, thank you.
You know, the Free State Project is a tremendous benefit to the American people. What you're doing to educate America about the cause of liberty is, you know, exceptional. You know, I commend you greatly for all that you're doing. And,
thanks.
You know, I'm grateful that I had the opportunity to call into the show tonight and to be able to discuss with you the concerns. And I'm coming to you from, you know, as a libertarian, I'm coming to you and trying to bring the question the way that someone else might bring the question, someone that doesn't agree with me.
And the question
and
is what?
That is, you know, how do you deal with the fact that there's 50 million people uninsured in America, where there are countries where there is free health care for everyone? I mean, health care is a basic necessity. Would you not agree with that?
Well, yes, and Obamacare doesn't address any of those issues. You know, I don't have health care currently for my family, and I sincerely hope that in the next
You don't have insurance or health
insurance? I don't have healthcare insurance for my family currently, right now. Don't have it. Can't afford it. Just don't have it. I'm willing to do it once we get some debt paid off, but I'm not willing to do it right now today. And the Obamacare isn't going to do anything but require me to get it. That is all it does. It doesn't give me free health care. It doesn't address any of the issues of the 50 million people that don't have health care. Some of them are me that don't want it right now. There are some of them that are 20 and 30-year-olds that have a statistically very small chance of requiring it.
But, Mark, then shouldn't you support single-payer? I mean, it would get you and your family health care.
Well,
right?
I'm just pointing that out, that's single. We're talking about single-payer. Let's not confuse Obamacare with single-payer.
Sure.
Obamacare is a fine for not getting health insurance.
Obamacare is a step on the road towards single-payer is what it really
is.
Yes,
what it's going to do is it's going to make the system function so inefficiently and poorly that the next logical step will be single-payer health care where the government funds everybody's health care. And that's what's been done up to this point. Prior to Obamacare, the federal government spent like 50-something cents out of every health care dollar that was spent. We already had socialized medicine before Obamacare came along because more than half of the funds that were spent were government funds through Medicare, Medicaid, and that doesn't even count the people that would go and just use the emergency room as a walk-in clinic and not pay. So, yeah, we already had that, and it's the functionality or the lack thereof, the lack of functionality that existed inside the medical system created by the government previous to Obamacare. And Obamacare is simply a solution that will function even less well so that the only next logical solution is single payer.
And it's interesting to note that George W. Bush expanded, what was it, Medicare by $400 million?
It was the largest expansion of government health care expansion in the history of the United States. It was done under the Republican until it was done under the Democrat.
Yes. Any other thoughts, Mike, or Mark, rather?
Well, there's many thoughts that come to mind, one of Pick which one. Is the fact that you know, there are, I am opposed to Obamacare. I'm opposed to any sort of socialized health care. First of all, I do not believe that the current health care system is actually a system which promotes health. So that alone would cause me to be skeptical of any program which tries to provide that service to
everyone. I totally agree. The current healthcare system is one that protects certain healthcare providers over other healthcare providers or people who might aspire to be healthcare providers. For instance, you know, with natural products, they're very, very restrictive on the things that you can say about a natural product as far as making health claims about what they might be able to do, even though you have maybe statistics and scientific studies behind you that show that a certain, you know, chemical, or not chemical, but a certain fruit or vegetable or some kind of plant will have a certain effect on your body. You can't claim that on the packaging. You can't sell that. You can't market it in any way to do those
things. You can't claim prunes will help make you regular.
Yeah, so that, I think, is a real hit against people's ability to choose in the marketplace.
You can't say oranges. Well, you can say oranges contain vitamin C, but you cannot say any of the health benefits of vitamin C. But yet the General Mills Corporation can say that Cheerios helps reduce your risk of heart disease. Something is wrong there.
Mark, thanks for your call tonight, man. I do appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 for your thoughts.
Yeah, and I get how some people might say single-payer healthcare system is better than, sort of freedom. Because what they would suggest is that what we had in 2006 was the free market or whatever. And that what we have, you know, that single-payer would be better than that. But that wasn't, there wasn't competition, and there wasn't a free marketplace in medicine at that time. You'd have to go back decades to find a freer market, and it wasn't even that then. Mm-hmm. It's been more than a century since there's really been a free market in medicine in the United States, so it's difficult to compare it. But what we can say is that compared to every other system that's ever existed, the free market provides the least coercive, most moral, system as far as competition goes, the most innovation, and the lowest prices. It's when the government gets involved and somehow tries to help that it screws it up.
We'll come back with more here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome, whether it's on health care, the government shutdown. Apparently there's some kind of a deadline coming up, and I don't know, Daryl, if you know about that.
I do.
what
of course he does.
What will happen at this government shutdown deadline? 855-450-FREE. You can take control as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new EPACH 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you are invited here to take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian,
Daryl,
and Mark.
Hey, you can join us online. We've got all kinds of features on this site, including our bulletin board system, which allows you to interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. bbs.freetalklive.com will take you there. And it's free, like the rest of the features on the site. Again, bbs.freetalklive.com.
Some of the little more gifts that the government keeps on giving is there's new law that enacts new rules that forces banks to make sure that the new mortgages fit the U.S. government standards. Now, I'd like to point out that the whole, you know, real estate bubble, housing bubble thing that occurred, you know, none of these bankers go to jail. I'm not saying that they necessarily, I don't know. Like, I don't know the specifics, but what the government's got is new rules on how you have to get your loan. Now, these rules don't take a complete effect until after the first of the year. They're also being held off by, you know, this implementation's being slowed by the government shutdown. And what they do is they require the banks to make sure that you've got no more than a 43% debt to income ratio. So this was told to me by Roger Schlesinger, the mortgage minute guy at mortgageminuteguy.com. And he and his team of experts will work tirelessly to make sure you get the best mortgage for you. They're doing research. They're making sure that they're working on the best system for you. Before this rule takes full effect, get that refi, get that home loan that you need to get, because it'll make it easier for you. 866-288-0088. MortgageMinuteGuy.com. 866-288-0088.
So the government shutdown continues now past week number 2 and entering into week number 3, I believe, as of tomorrow. Daryl,
as of just a couple hours from now, it will enter week number 3.
There is some sort of a deadline, some kind of financial deadline coming
up.
What is it?
The debt ceiling will be reached, supposedly, according to those who keep the numbers, on October 17th, which is just a couple of days away. And there's a lot of questions about what that actually means. The debt ceiling is basically the federal government's credit limit. And
that sounds right.
When you look at it that way, it sort of helps put things into perspective. Because some people are saying, oh, well, once they hit the debt ceiling, the government defaults and then has to declare bankruptcy and they can't pay any of their bills.
Ridiculous.
That's not what that means. What it means is you can't borrow any more money, so you then have to balance your budget.
Yeah, maybe there will be some employees that need to be laid off. Maybe the security guards that are keeping...
Oh, you mean the 800,000 non-essential employees?
Well, they're already laid off, but maybe
they're furloughed.
Okay, fine. Furloughed, laid off. It doesn't really matter to me. What about the guards that they're putting on duty to keep people from going into these monuments? I'm thinking those people can probably take a few days off.
But okay, so hold on. Let me see if I'm following you. So what you're saying is if this debt ceiling comes up in 3 days or when it comes up,
yes,
if they have not fixed the shutdown, then things will get worse for the government, at least?
The shutdown has absolutely nothing to do with the debt ceiling. Although the shutdown is because of not passing a budget, the debt ceiling is...
Because they didn't pass a debt ceiling increase, which they tend to do every year?
So, let's just assume for a second, Ian, that you're the federal government. And you're...
I'm sorry.
You're nearing
everything.
You're nearing your $17 trillion credit limit.
Okay.
You're bringing in enough money to pay all of the interest and the minimum payments, but, you know, you just keep wanting to spend more money.
Yep.
Well, all right, you've maxed out. You can't borrow any more money, but you still have enough to pay your minimum payments and pay your interest. So that means that you have to balance the rest of your spending.
Right,
you just can't borrow anymore.
But they're used to
it
borrowing more.
It doesn't mean that you have to sell your house and go live in a cardboard
box. But they're
box.
Used to borrowing more. So, I mean, why is everybody freaking out over this? I mean, don't they always pass a debt ceiling increase?
Generally,
I mean,
so far they have. But it's,
what would stop them this time from doing that?
Well, they've gotten farther from not passing it than they have. The shutdown's the longest shutdown in U.S. history.
But that's not stopping them from passing the increase on the debt ceiling, is it?
No.
The increase
so it's just a coincidence.
It's not entirely a coincidence. I mean, the budget
is somebody it's a coincidence that the two things are happening this close together.
But is there somebody in Washington, some group saying, we are not going to pass this debt ceiling? We are going to stand firm on this.
There are a few Republican senators that are saying we will not pass or we will not vote to raise the debt ceiling.
Okay.
It should be pointed out that when Barack Obama was a senator from Illinois, he also made the same statements when George Bush was president.
Okay.
That it is irresponsible to continue raising the debt ceiling.
And now
I'm not going to vote for it. And he also said that if a mandate were the best way to solve a problem, we could just mandate that everybody own a house and then there would be no more homeless people.
So he was like a small government Democrat then in comparison to who he is today.
He definitely sounded as though he were.
Yeah.
He made small government statements in not much the same manner that George Bush and Ronald Reagan did, mm-hmm. but both of them made small government statements and then grew the government at much larger rates than had been done previously.
So come on the 17th, this debt ceiling, let's say it does not get raised by some miracle, then what does that mean? Is it like the next year's budget that gets affected, or does it get affected immediately?
Immediately. The government cannot borrow any more money once they hit the 16.996.
Oh, is that till the end
trillion.
Of the year, or is it till
the
end?
Period. Until they raise the debt ceiling.
Right. They can't. They just
or lower the debt ditch, whichever way you want to look at
it. The credit limit is stopped on your credit card.
So it's not a yearly reset.
Doesn't mean that you don't get more money coming in because they still got income.
Yep.
They've got lots of income. They just can't stay within their means.
So they have a lot of
obligations. They're an organization that has never stayed within their means and are crying to high heaven that somebody's trying, for whatever reason, is stopping their credit limit. If this was a family member, you might have them checked for some kind of psychological problem. These people are out of their minds.
So, but they've got a lot of obligations that they have promised to people. That means they won't be able to
stop,
pay.
Stop
doesn't
building
that mean
some
they're
tax?
Going to default? I mean, on some of their obligations?
Wait. Not everything's debt, dude. There's money that's going out, like payroll. What's the obligation there? You can put a government employee on furlough anytime you want. Mm-hmm. That's not a debt obligation. So their biggest outlay is personnel. So there are employees that can go on furlough. These guards at these monuments that are keeping people out are my first ones to cut. There are also projects that things are ordered. Like there's a request to purchase, RTPs or whatever. Out for things like tanks and aircraft carriers and these kind of things.
Bearcats.
Right. I'm thinking we've got enough aircraft carriers to make us through the next 8 months. So if we could just put the aircraft carrier that's being built, I assume there's one, I'd have to check.
Probably.
Probably one being built. Put that on hold. Just say, hey, you know, whatever Shipworks is working on this, we're going to put this on hold. I know it stinks, but this is what the U.S. taxpayer, this is what the taxpayer wants.
Maybe we'll get two of these things going at once. The government shutdown and the debt ceiling gets hit. That'd be pretty amazing. I didn't think the shutdown was going to happen, so who knows what will happen in 3 days. More coming up.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to TaxHelpOnline.com. That's TaxHelpOnline.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, take control of the airwaves toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features on the site. Mobile site, we got that. You can go to mmobile.freetalklive.com to get access to our live streams and the podcast. And that's m.freetalklive.com. Pro XPN. It is a global virtual private network that works with almost any internet connection. What does it do? Well, it creates a secure encrypted connection through which all of your online data passes back and forth. Doesn't matter what you're doing online, Pro XPN will encrypt it and keep it safe from the prying eyes of, oh, I don't know, your internet service provider. Maybe they want to know what kind of things you're doing on your internet connection.
Maybe the NSA through your internet service provider.
Maybe they are wanting to stop you from using certain services. Like some, I've heard that certain things on the internet are throttled through certain internet providers. Well, ProXPN, if you've got the premium account, has unlimited bandwidth. Now, you can go and sign up for a free account right now and get started at proxpn.com/FTL. For your free account, there are over 2 million people every day that use a free account on ProXPN. But when you're ready to upgrade to premium, you can do it and get it as cheap as $5 a month. And that, by the way, means you can use it on every device you have. So it's not a per-device fee. It's a one-time person fee. And, you know, you put it on one computer, put it on your phone, put it on your laptop. It's no problem. ProXPN.com/FTL. Use code FTL20 when you're ready to sign up for the premium account to get your 20% off for lifetime discount on the service. Now, you do have to buy the year-long package if you want the cheap, cheap $5 rate. Otherwise, it's still really affordable even if you go with a monthly rate. So again, ProXPN.com/FTL. You protect yourself from snooping ISPs, protect yourself from somebody who's trying to sniff out your Wi-Fi packets, and it's really useful. Plus, it'll help you get around things like internet blockages at workplaces and schools. Very handy stuff. proxpn.com/FTL to get signed up and use code FTL20. Please do that because it helps them realize that they got you through us.
Yeah, not only do you save 20%, but it helps us.
You know, something else you can do to help us out, we want to talk about the Robinhood situation here in a moment, but something else you can do to help us out is to get on board with the AMP program. And normally we just kind of throw you information about the AMP program every night here on the program and basically give you a basic summary of what it is. It's a way that you can help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations across the country, bring more internet listeners on board. We've been doing the AMP program for a long time now. I think we started it in 2005, so not quite a decade, but getting there. And this is a big deal for us. It really helps us out. We went to the recent talk radio conference in Los Angeles because of Free Talk Live amplifiers, listeners like you giving $5 a month to the show. It also allows us to buy equipment for radio stations that might need hardware to get our show on the air, like a satellite receiver or something like that. We are using the money to advertise in Talkers Magazine as well as with Talk Shows USA. These are ways for us to get the word out to people in the industry.
But we'd like to be in, you know, Radio Inc. and All Access and a variety of other industry magazines. We just can't afford it.
That's true, but I, you know, given the amount of, well, given the, if we had enough money, we could do that stuff. And there, but there's something else I'd rather do first, Mark, rather than buy more ads in industry publications, and that is bring Daryl on board as a affiliate relations person with the show. Now, that's what I do during the daytime, typically. If I'm not out doing activism, I'm behind the phones here in the office, calling radio stations, talking to program directors, and trying to introduce them to the show and bring them on board.
What percentage of talk radio program directors do you think you talk to on a regular basis? You have engaged in conversation sort of on an ongoing basis?
I don't know.
10%? 20%?
On a 30%? Regular basis?
Well, the ones that you believe are sort of handled. You know what I mean? Like there's a handled amount and there's an unhandled
20,
amount.
30%? I don't
20
know.
20 to 30%? Like that's that, pretty good. Okay.
I mean, I've called hundreds and hundreds of
stations. Yeah, I understand. I'm just saying that no salesperson can handle all the accounts,
right?
And that's what affiliate relations is essentially affiliate sales. You're trying to get stations to carry the show.
So Daryl's willing to work, and he's willing to work very affordably because it's a kind of a job you can do from home. So it's nice you don't have to spend any gas money to get anywhere. And you know, we propose something to Daryl, and he has accepted that idea. But what is more important?
Right, and I'd like to make my pitch because what I've done is I talked to some people to get some matching funds.
That's where I was going with this.
Right. And I just want to point out that what's really important when it comes to a company is to find an employee that fits their corporate culture.
We don't have a corporation.
I understand, but okay, I've got to use the terminologies that are out there, right?
How about company culture?
Fine, company culture.
Business culture.
Thanks. Pedantry is one of the kind of corporate cultures, company cultures that we have here on Free Talk Live. People parsing words constantly.
Those are important.
If you use the right words,
it's very important.
Certainly are, and no doubt I do the same thing. I'm just saying it's part of the company culture.
Okay.
And Daryl fits that really, really well. Daryl is, besides being a publisher, his own publisher, that he basically does on his own, he's an author, he writes articles, he's written books, he's an expert in the area of third-party politics. If I've got a question about sort of what's going on politically in the United States or what's going on specifically, like, okay, Daryl, here's your test. What's going on with third-party ballot access in New Mexico?
In New Mexico?
I'm not kidding. He knows this stuff.
There has been a fallout between the original founder of the Independent American Party and the people that now claim to represent that party.
Okay, you can stop now.
He is a compendium.
So,
what's that have to do with affiliate relations?
Well, I just think that the point is that he fits Free Talk Live's corporate culture, which is to say he's nearly unemployable like the rest of us, right? Like, so we're together, we kind of do this thing that we call a radio show, and it makes us, he fits. And there are the vast majority of employees out there are not going to fit.
Yeah. So you've put together a group of people, Mark, who are willing to match contributions up to a certain amount per month.
To employ Daryl, because Free Talk Live, really, this is our first... I guess the term isn't employed. Do you have a better term?
Yeah, that sounds like a legal term.
Yeah.
You know, to bring him on board as an affiliate relations
person. To get Daryl's help, we have offered money, and we believe... And we have that first month is sort of covered, but we're going to, for the next 12 months...
He's already started, I guess, is what we should say. He started last week. And we're in the training period right now. I think he's doing a good job thus far.
But so we're trying to raise funds for the next 11 months.
Should we be saying up to what amount will be matched?
Well, currently I've got, but I'm not saying that this is the end of what's going to be matched. I'm still looking for people that are going to be matching. But currently,
so hold up. If you are willing to help with the matching, then contact Mark at freetalklive.com.
Indeed, yes. Okay. But. You know, I also looking for people to do donations.
Right.
So currently I've got 850 matched. Per month.
So just to clarify, if our listeners, right now AMP is at $3,194. Let's call it $3,200.
Okay.
It's at $3,200 right now. If that gets up to $4,000, all 800 of that will be matched by various different listeners out there who have pledged to match it.
Monthly. Yes.
Per month.
Monthly from November, starting November 1st. So please get on board and do it now.
Right.
But monthly and from November through the end of September,
it
will be matched by up to currently 850. I'm going to try to get more because we're going to put this in a fund. And frankly, if we somehow go over the number that it takes to fund Daryl, I'm willing to look at another affiliate relations person if somehow we get a tremendous amount of money in. But I just want people to understand that... There's nothing more important than sort of a person talking to another person in the sales process. Because I've got Daryl, who's got a great voice, who has the time and the energy and the passion around Free Talk Live, understands Free Talk Live on the inside and the outside, has been listening for years. There's nobody, and he's a host of the show.
Mm-hmm.
There's nobody more valuable besides Ian or me to talk to that host.
Program director.
And Ian and I are busy as we can possibly be.
Yeah, I mean, can't even catch up on my emails.
The gray hairs have all turned gray, and now they're just falling out. Like, that's how it is doing the show. We need help.
So,
and this is the time for growth.
You donate $5 to the AMP program starting tonight, and it will be matched. Up to $800-some
it'll be
per month. So your money that you donate to the AMP, if you're a current amplifier, if you up your AMP, the uppage will also be matched as well. You want to donate into the Bitcoin tip jar? The Bitcoin tip jar donations will be matched as well. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Plaque buildup in the body is the cause of many unwanted health problems. If you or someone you care about suffers from heart disease, kidney stones, dementia, Parkinson's, Peyronie's, or other chronic health issues, excess plaque in the body could be the problem. Med5 is a patented product that helps reduce the plaque in your mouth and body. A new daily mouth rinse and tablet that is designed to help liquefy and dissolve and may help get rid of the plaque buildup, toxins, and heavy metals. Log on now to Med5.com. That's MedFive.com, and watch a video of renowned cardiologist Dr. James Roberts explaining how simple it is to fight plaque, toxins, and improve your health. Remember, attack the plaque, fight back with Med5. Order now at Med5.com or call 808-779-4209. That's 808-779-4209. 808-779-4209.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Hi, this is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs, and I know how important a great smile is in business and with loved ones. Having a great smile will increase the odds that your loved ones will get closer to you, and in business, that you'll impress that client. A recent study of 2,000 people said you can look up to 13 years younger if you have whiter teeth. If you want to erase yellow stained teeth in just 5 minutes a day, then try PowerSwabs. What makes PowerSwabs better is that it works on natural teeth and veneers. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Call now and try it risk-free. Dial 1-800-665-8365. 1-800-665-8365. I guarantee your friends will notice your new white smile. Get it risk-free. 1-800-665-8365. 1-800-665-8365.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And SACL CAI is a big-time sponsor of Free Talk Live.
Yep.
They've been behind the show for a number of years. And, gosh, we sure do appreciate people who really stick with this program, because it's an important outreach tool for the liberty movement. I mean, Free Talk Live, it's, you know, it's something that we do because we love it, first and foremost. It's not the most lucrative of professions. It took several years to even turn a profit on the program, and SACL CAI has been behind us for a long time, and they're also behind the School Sucks Project as well.
Yeah, Jason Osborne, one of the principals over at SACL CAI, is actually on the show, School Sucks Project, at schoolsucksproject.com. Now, they may have a hyperbolic theme. They don't actually believe that education is a bad thing. They want to distinguish between education, educating oneself, and government indoctrination centers. On this show, they talk about all kinds of learning alternatives and, you know, different types of self-education, critical thinking skills, how you can best transfer critical thinking skills to others and your children. This is really important stuff. Different parenting techniques of all sorts, personal growth, better communication strategies. There's a lot of liberal sprinkling of history in there. It's a great product. SchoolSucksProject.com.
We were talking before about how we're working to do some fundraising to bring Daryl on board as an affiliate relations person for the show. You can help us with that by going to amp.freetalklive.com. But, Mark, we've never done anything like this before. You've signed up some folks who I guess will remain anonymous at this point, people who are generously willing to basically double to match the money that comes in as a result of this fundraising effort. Now, point of clarification. The AMP total per month at the moment that we're receiving from a few hundred of our listeners,
yes,
and thank you very much to everybody that AMPs the show and to everyone who's ever AMPed the show, is around $3,200. And it's floated around that amount. Actually, it's been as high as $4,000 in the past, but it's floated around the $3,000 range for the last, about 3 years. And we've just always said, it's probably because of the bad economy.
Yeah.
And maybe it's
probably because of, you know, we don't have a very clear specific thing that we're raising money for. And that
No, it's pretty specific. If you go to the AMP page, there are very specific things listed there that we do with that money. But maybe it's because there's nothing new under the AMP program, and this is something new that is special, and we're going to bring Daryl on. And he's actually been brought on thanks to one generous donator who put up basically the first month's salary for him.
And told us that we had to go out and get the funding for the other 12 months. That was part of the deal.
So here's my technical question. So right now it's about $3,200. Sometimes people leave AMP because, you know, times are tough or whatever. They've got to cut back their budget. So let's say we get a bunch of people sign up this week. Let's say 10 people sign up for AMP this week and excited to, you know, hey, we're going to have their money doubled by these matching funds. But also a few people cancel AMP for whatever random reason. Let's just say it goes up $50 but down $30. And so we only net 20. At that point, we would only be able to get 20 matched because we're only going to be matched above the starting point, correct?
Ian, I don't know how to – like, we don't have the web capability of sort of distinguishing who's new or why they're AMPing or anything like that. The only thing I can really do is say, look, all the Bitcoin donations that come in after such and such a date, we're going to match those with Bitcoin donations.
Right.
And all the AMP donations that come in after such and such a date above this number, and I think that number is
3,192.
94. Any number above that is going to get matched. And
so it's above that number.
It's not
total of new contributions.
I don't know. If you can make that happen, Ian, if you want to spend the next couple of days setting up some program that lets us know that off the website, then I'm happy to go ahead and do that. But I think that that's a waste of our labor.
No, that's not what I was suggesting. I just want to make sure that we know what the rules are to where it's whatever's above the current number tonight at amp.freetalklive.com will be matched.
That's the rule as best as I can understand it, because I don't have any better system of figuring it out.
No, that's the most sensible rule. Okay. I just want to make sure that we're communicating how this program's going to work. I don't want to, keep anybody in the dark as to how it's going to go down. So amp.freetalklive.com, please. And if you want to throw Bitcoin our way, again, Bitcoins will be matched as well. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com to
throw
something in the tip jar. I don't know if you've had anyone pledge to match Litecoins.
I haven't, but I mean, it's a quantity of value. I'm sure I could get it matched.
I don't think we would want to advertise something that hasn't been dealt with the matching folks.
Hold on. Look, I've got Bitcoins coming in as matching funds, and I've got dollars coming in at matching funds, but I haven't said, look, I'm only matching the Bitcoins with Bitcoins and the dollars with dollars. No, I'm not doing that. If I don't get as many Bitcoins as I get dollars, I'm moving Bitcoins over to dollars, and if I get more dollars than I get Bitcoins, then I'm going to move dollars over to Bitcoins. The fact is I'm taking value as it exists, quantifying it, and matching that value.
Okay. Litecoins are fine, I guess. I mean, nobody really gives money to the Litecoin thing because they're not really that popular. But
some people like Litecoin.
That's on the Bitcoin page. I don't think we should complicate things too much, though.
All right.
I mean, we didn't even talk about that. You just now brought it up. Like, you just threw it out
I just asked you.
So,
there's a question.
Anyway, amp.freetalklive.com. I think we should just keep it simple. Keeping it simple is important. So, yeah, send us money via AMP, please, and we will bring Daryl on in perpetuity, hopefully, to do some affiliate relations. And so that's that. That's the end of that. Fred Parcells has written an article for the Keene Sentinel.
Is it an article or a letter to the editor?
It's a letter to the editor, but it's a pretty long letter to the editor. And it's about the Robinhooders. Now, as you know, Robinhooders are people who save individuals from getting parking tickets by walking in front of the parking enforcer here in downtown Keene and preventing them from writing tickets by placing coins into meters.
And for people that aren't aware of who Fred Parcells is or why he is important,
he is a former Keene police detective.
And a city council person.
Former city council person and current code enforcer in the city of Keene.
Yep.
So he says, since my earliest years, I have always been of the belief that the English folklore tale of Robin Hood was about a man and his band of merry men who stole from the rich and gave to the poor.
That's the
right off of the bat, he is wrong.
Well, he does say it's his belief.
Robin Hood and his band of merry men took money from Prince John and returned it to the poor, those people who were poor because Prince John was taking their wealth in the form of taxation.
Fast forward plus 60 years, and now I and those of us who live and pay taxes in Keene are confronted with a variation on the theme, in that a modern-day group of individuals who have adopted the name Robin Hooders are, in my opinion, stealing from the people of Keene, of which the overwhelming majority are surely far from rich. Ward 2 City Council candidate James Cleveland, also known as Robin Hood, taken public credit for creating this band of individuals who I believe are in effect stealing from far from rich Keene taxpayers in the form of increasing their individual property tax burden.
Now, let's point out what he's talking about stealing. Robin Hooders are going around putting nickels and dimes in meters in order to prevent people from getting tickets. They are helping people, the citizens of Keene, the taxpayers of Keene, and visitors to Keene, to comply with Keene's laws. Fred believes that helping people comply with the law is stealing.
As many of you know, the city of Keene collects thousands of dollars from the nickels, dimes, and quarters that motorists who park their respective vehicles downtown insert into parking meters. That money, coupled with fines from those whose meters expired, goes into a budgetary parking fund line item, much of which is ultimately used to offset the cost of snow removal, maintenance associated with the downtown, and parking garage facilities, all of which help to sustain our vibrant and successful downtown.
So, okay, so parking fines go to put flowers downtown, and that's awesome. What goes to offset the fees, the paychecks of parking enforcers, which far outstrips the amount of money every single year that comes from fines that those same people collect? So they get paychecks that are much larger than the amount they collect. And now that the Robin Hood of Keene is helping people comply with the law, the amount they collect is lower, and Robin Hood's stealing from Keene.
I fully believe, says Parcells, that it is in Keene's and the region's best interest to have such an attractive and thriving downtown, but by virtue of Mr. Cleveland's actions and those of this group, many thousands of dollars of what I refer to as user fees are not going into the aforementioned parking fund.
So a user fee would be using, this is a fine. What getting a ticket is a fine. Robin Hood helps people avoid fines. What he's complaining about is fines. Robin Hood isn't putting fake nickels and fake dimes in parking meters. They're putting real live U.S. currency in order to help people comply with the law. This isn't a user fee by anyone's definition.
The end result, he says, is that Keene property taxes will be raised accordingly in order to balance the loss of revenue.
I think that that's likely a true statement, but Keene also has the option of letting go some of these parking enforcers.
They sure do. Why didn't they already quit?
They also have the opportunity to let go the code enforcement officers, the two of which cost over $120,000 per year.
Well, the fact is, City of Keene isn't going to do any of those things until they feel like it's politically feasible to do it, and for that, we're going to need a heck of a lot more people to move to New Hampshire and get active as part of the Free State Project. There's a couple more paragraphs to Fred's article. We'll probably post it at freekeene.com at some point here. See you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Musicians, what if you could get below-cost pricing on thousands of guitars, amps, and effects now through Tuesday at Guitar Center? Deals like American-made Gibson SGs for just $379. Taylor Acoustics, just $719. Schecter Electrics for $79. It's Guitar Center's Guitarathon. Deep markdowns on custom shop models, prototypes, rep samples, and discontinued items from top manufacturers like Fender, Gibson, Taylor, Martin, VRS, Boss, Digitech, and more. Guitarathon. Guitar Center's biggest guitar, amp, and effects event of the year ends Tuesday.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the Fed think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.